Philadelphia's construction boom has unearthed a lot of tension in the past few decades. Debates have sprung up about gentrification, displacement, tax revenue, and basic matters of respect between developers and longtime residents. For WHYY's Planned Philly Project, reporter Taylor Allen takes us to a quickly changing block in North Philadelphia, where a dispute over a damaged wall has sparked a standoff.
Clarice Brooks' family has owned her house on North 7th Street for 66 years. Her parents raised her there. It's where she raised her sons, and now her grandson.
Oh, man, I could be here all day. My memories and just walking around free and just having fun. That's all we did was just skate, hopscotch, jump rope.
But lately, she's seen her neighborhood change rapidly. She doesn't have an issue with new development in general, but does with one particular developer, Ophir Kamarian of Prestige Design and Construction. He owns several units on the block, and she says he doesn't respect longtime neighbors.
But I don't like how the black and brown people are being treated in this gentrification. Trampled over with no voice.
Brooks and some of her neighbors complain that his projects have broken sidewalks and stoops, and in one case, one of his properties fell onto a neighbor's house, breaking its foundation. But the tension has now come to a head. Kamarian demolished the property next to Brooks's house. The teardown damaged her wall, and she said she had a rat infestation last winter because of it. It's been more than a year, and it's still exposed.
If you don't know anybody, then nobody will help you if you don't know the right people to call.
The dispute has stalled the new project Kamarian wants to build on the vacant lot, and the neighborhood zoning meetings about it have gotten tense, with other newer neighbors supporting the development.
This is ridiculous. Why does anybody have a problem with this? And if you have a problem with this...
I don't see why anybody would have an issue with this at all.
This doesn't make sense.
This has become a particularly intense case. The city's Department of Licenses and Inspections issued Prestige a violation, saying the demolition next to Brooks's house was left unsafe. And City Council President Daryl Clark's office is opposing Kamarian's plans on Brooks's behalf. Disputes like this between developers and longtime residents have increased during Philadelphia's construction boom. Drew Miller is the outreach coordinator for River Ward LNI Coalition. He says a lot of problems could be avoided by looping in neighbors before demolition and then lots of communication throughout development. Otherwise,
so that creates a lot of this conflict. It's completely unnecessary. And a lot of neighbors basically say every developer is a bad person, which isn't true. And many developers think every neighbor, they don't want any new development in their neighborhood, which is also not accurate.
But at this point, no amount of communication is going to mend the relationship between Kamarian and longtime neighbors. He's frustrated about his stalled plans and potentially losing money. He argues that he shouldn't have to repair Brooks's wall now because he has to rebuild it anyway for the project, which she is blocking.
She kept delaying us every meeting and she kept fighting with us, so we can't even get a building permit because of her. So she's screwed herself with that wall.
During an interview with Planned Philly this week, Kamarian downplayed allegations of racism by bringing in one of his black employees.
Do I have any problem? And be honest. You're in recording. It's fine. Be honest. Do I have any problem between black, white, Chinese, purple, whatever colors?
Never. Never.
Anything else you want to ask?
A few months ago, Kamarian put a blue tarp and a few slabs of wood over Brooks's wall. She says the wind makes the wood flap against the house.
I could live with that, but it was scaring my autistic grandson, and it was making him jump out his bed into my bed scared.
The case is still ongoing. Brooks has no intention of backing down. After all, it's been in the family for most of the last century.
Of course I'm going to stand up and fight. My dad fought in the war to get this house on the GI Bill. He said, I'm entitled to this. This is what I'm supposed to have.
Taylor Allen, WHYY News.